In this week's parasha, Parash Mishpatim, in the end of the parasha, the Torah describes that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Nair Yisrael to do the Korbanos, and that he took the blood and he sprinkled on them. The Gemara in Christus learns from here that Am Yisrael went through the process of Gerus. They had to bring a Korban. The Gemara wants to learn from here. There may be every Ger has to be a Korban. They sprinkled the blood, tells me that they went to the mikvah. From here you learn that a Ger must have a Mila and a Tvila. That's the Tafiyani of today. You have to have Mila and Tvila to have both. So Mila, the Gemara says, we know Muli Mayuam, we know there was Mila, and there was with the Mai Chayim, when you have to say the tribe, I didn't know there was Tvila. When you sprinkle the blood, must be there was Tvila. From here you learn the Gerus of Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael went through Gerus when they received the Torah. The Chasam Sefer is known, the Chasam Sefer said, in the second of the Zohar, he asked a question. We have a rule all over Shas. The ger should is gayer ki kota shnei odam. A ger does a gerus. He's considered to be a newborn baby. Minaf kemina. Well, Midorais, the Gemara brings already in a few places. He can marry his sister. If he did a gerus and his sister did a gerus. So meikar din, if not for reason from Rabbanon, they should not say that we came from Gdusha Kalo, Chamura Gdusha Kalo, they became more lenient once they did a gerus. We say the ger she is gayer kodesh toil dam they consider to be newborn. They're dead. Something they're new. That's what happens by a ger. Ask the Chazal Sefer, where is the source of Chazal? The ger she is gayer kodesh toil dam. Where do we find that? How do you know that a ger is considered to be a newborn? So says the Mishnah Chachma in Parshas Vayischanan. He says, I'll tell you what the source is from here. From Am Yisrael in Mamad Sinai. Am Yisrael went through Gerus. Now we know that many in Am Yisrael were married to relatives. The classic case was the parents of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amram married his aunt, Yocheved. Now let him marry your aunt, Vinatayu. Still, after Mamad Sinai, what does it say? It says, Shuvu lochem lo aleichem. Shuvu told Moshe Rabbeinu, told you can't go back to your wife, but everybody else go back to their wives. What about all those that they're not allowed to be with their wives because they're craving? Elama, once they went through Gerus, they're considered to be newborn babies, and therefore they can marry. There's a new creation. They have no relatives before.
So they were remarried.
They could.
Did they actually go?
That's a good shaila. Very good. Where was the new marriage? Do a new marriage. Good point. I didn't even think about it. According to this Mishnah Chachma. Very good, Shaila. If they consider being newborns, they should have a new marriage. Okay? But the Mishnah Chachma learns that we hear, by Am Yisrael having a Geirus, here starts a Geshe's guy, called Shnei Odam.
It starts
saying,
the old days, Kinyanim
were not valid.
They were valid, the
Kinyanim. Oh.
This was a
Kinyanim. So the Shaila, but we don't say Kinyanim bad guy, the Geshe's guy. The Maharal, famously, very famous Maharal. Why is it very famous Maharal? Because this Maharal is quoted by the Ketzos. The Ketzos, one of the London Shesavarim, he wrote a sefer called Shesh Maitze, Seven Shmurs. And in the Agdama, in the beginning of the sefer, he has a whole shtickle on Agata, and he quotes there this following Maharal. So everybody knows this Maharal. Even people that don't learn Maharal usually know this Maharal. The Maharal says that Maharal has a problem. He has a question. Why don't you say that Am Yisrael, when they were Mamre at Sinai, Gersh is guy called the Shodan? Why are they not considered to be newborn babies? How does Maharal know that? Maharal learns from the Pasuk in the Pasuk that Mishnah was actually speaking about. The Pasuk that says The Pasuk that Parshas Ba'aloischo. It says Parshas Ba'aloischo that because Moshe Rabbeinu sees Am Yisrael, Boichel Mishpachoisov. They were crying once they didn't get whatever they wanted. They didn't have the food that they wanted. They were crying for the Mishpacha Yisof. Says Rashi, was boyich the Mishpacha Yisof. Al iske Mishpacha Yisem Shenesolem. They're upset that they couldn't have marry craving. They couldn't marry people that do the Isuri Kurva. Says the Maharal, you see from here, they're an Echnami. They were not allowed to marry their craving. Not allowed to marry their relatives. Why not? Why don't you say, Geshe's guy called Shalom Dami? That's the question of the Maharal. So not only that the Maharal doesn't agree with the Mishnah Chachma that this is the source for Geshe's Gayer, he says this is the one exception to the rule. Usually, I guess she's gayer because she's not done. But in Mara Sinai, there's an exception to the rule. They hear they're not considered to be newborns. Why not? So Maharal's Lashon, Maharal says, I'll tell you what. Says the reason is, says, Ein Zekasha. We ask, why do you think she's gayer? Dem huchrichu lekab. Da kofa alem hakigigis. Falarim bezeh da vikigashin erlat. Says the Maharal, they were forced to get the Torah. How many were forced? They put the mountain over the head. And because they were forced, you don't say Geshe's guy, Kodesh Nerodami, if one is forced to receive the Torah. Why not? Why if you're forced, you don't say Geshe's guy, Kodesh Nerodami? The Maharal doesn't say to one. She says, to my daddy, she's got me at smoke, you're going. Then you say, as a Biri Echeres, I'm your source of Mitzrayim, the Muchachim is the end of Kodesh Nerodami. Why not? So there's two basic reasons that the Achronim say. First is the Kli Chemdo. The Kli Chemdo says a very simple idea. A way that's very understood, very clear, very passionate. Why was Am Yisrael forced to get the Torah? Why? You usually don't force someone to do something if he doesn't want to. Especially now with the converting person. We don't force people to do Geirus. That's not the type of Am Yisrael. Either we try to encourage people not to become a Ger. So why would you do a Gerus before forcefully? So the only reason is because Am Yisrael are not coming, out of a vacuum. They're just, they came out of nowhere. They're the children, they're descendants of the others. The others are Kedoshim, which will promise that Am Yisrael will be a nation. So therefore, they're not just coming out of nowhere. Which forces them to get the Torah. Says the Kli Chemdo, so the only reason Am Yisrael is forced is because they have a lineage of previous generations. Now they will not be forced. So Am Yisrael, you can't say she's got a Geshe Nerodam. Because if the Kedoshim Dam, if they're a newborn baby, they have nothing to do with the previous generation, so then what? Then why are you forcing them? The fact that you're forcing them, you connect them to the lineage of the others. So that tells you don't say Geshe's guy by Am Yisrael. That's what says the Kli Chemdo. The Apirion is the one who wrote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a sefer in Chumash called Apirion. And so the Pachad Yitzchok, in the Prince of Yitzchok Hudner, they write a little differently than Mara. They say the pshat is a little more deep. The reason why you can't do Gershis Gash Kaddish Shalom if it's done by force is because by definition, you can't initiate a new process by force. This will add, I don't know if they say it, the idea that a father, how is a father called in Lashon HaKadosh? Abba. What's Abba? Lashon Ava. Rotzen. The father initiates the process. You need to have will to initiate the process. You cannot force someone to initiate. You can't start a new process with force. It's impossible to force someone to do something. It's only if you convince him, the gun to his hand, they need to do it. And then he does it because he wants to do it. You can't initiate a process with force. The only thing you can force somebody if there was initiation before. And you just want to return to that place where he used to be. For example, the Rambam tells us, the famous Rambam on Hilchos Gittin. How do you force a person to give a get? You're not supposed to force. It has to be Berotza. So the Rambam says, the famous Rambam says, what's the reason? He says, when a person doesn't want to do what the Torah tells him, what's basically telling us what the Torah is telling him, so then we say, it's not going to be forced. Why? Inside he really wants to be a Yisrael. Wants to do the right thing, not do the wrong thing. And the only reason why he says, I'm not going to give a get, because he has Yitzhar. He became so weak, when the Reitzarik Vagirish and Sinai, it reveals his real Ratzah. So when a person has a Ratzah, he's a Jew. He wants to do the right thing. Now he has Yetzara. So you force him and you bring him back to his original Ratzah. But to start with force, say the Ma'ara, says the Apirion in Pachayitzik, the Ma'ara says, by definition, you can't force because you can't start something by force. Now, what's the difference between these two explanations, the Kichem and the Apirion? The question is, what's the idea that force cannot be Gershis Gai Kadosh Neonah? Is it, like you say in Shivas, is it a Siba or a Simen? Is it a reason or indication? The Kechamda learns is indication. If I'm forced, why am I forced? Because there was something before. But if there wouldn't, and I, if it wouldn't be something before, I wouldn't be forced. The fact that I'm forced just rings a riot, it's an indication that there is a reason why it comes from before. According to the period of Pachaditzchok, it's a simon, not a simon. I cannot be forced to become a ger. I can't start something by force. If I'm forced, it's because I have something before. I have some connection before. I'm just being forced to return to my roots. But I can't start something by force. By definition, I can't do it. So what's the difference between these two explanations? If it's a simon or a simon. So one thing is, one difference would be, what there is a way to force someone to become a ger. There is. What's the way? If a person is a slave, a Jew came and he bought a slave, Eved Kenani, a goy. When he buys him, does he ask if he wants to be bought? No, Eved Kenani is nikuna without a rotzon. Then the owner can release the slave. Does he have to ask if I want to release you? No, Eved Kenani mishtachi. He writes to get shechet mishtachi. This guy became a Jew. He became a Jew through force. Do you say over here, Geshe is guy because of Shnei Adam? So according to the Kli Chemda, maybe yes. The only reason why you don't say Geshe is guy by force is because that it indicates you have a different source, something before. It's not called Shnei Adam. But here, there's no other forces. We know why he was forced. He was forced because his master, the Adam, enforced him. So maybe here, you could say called Shnei Adam even though he was forced. But according to that period, there's no way to be Geshe is guy here by force. You can't be a new boy, you can't initiate something new by force. Not possible. By definition, in order to start something, you have to have rotzon. So in Evan, you may have to say that he's not going to Shnei Adam. Now it could be that he goes back to his slavery, does go back to the goy, then you have to go to Lundus, where exactly he goes back to. But it's hard, but according to that period, in the Chanam, he won't be called to Shnei Adam, because it was done by force. That's one difference between the two explanations. Another one is, a few years ago, I mentioned it, I think over here as well.
What's the connection by the Gael?
What do you mean?
What's the connection? That
by Abbott?
Yeah.
No, he's not called the Chanel now. He's not a newborn baby, because he was forced to do it.
Oh, both of them say the same thing?
Who?
I said the period says...
The period did not mention that. I'm just saying, according to the period's understanding, so then it won't be called the Chanel now by Abbott, because you cannot be forced and become a Chanel now. Can't have the status of a newborn baby. Now, we have the Mir Nechachamim says something very interesting. Mir Nechachamim is one of the Hasidic Mechabrim. The Gemara in Zvachim tells the following. The Gemara in Zvachim says that Miriam Miz Giro. When Miriam had Tzaras, who put her into Hezgel? Who isolated her? Right? Like we have today. Right? Who put her aside? Oh, who quarantined, right? She said, Imto Moshe is Giro, Moshe. Moshe Zaru. Moshe was a strength, was not a kohen. Can't do it. Vein Zaru is a negoy. Being term Aaron is Giro, he'll be Aaron. Aaron Korav, Vein Korav is a negoy. Aaron was a Korav, he can't do it. So what it says, the Kish Boko did it. Says the Meir Chachamim, why did it say that Moshe Rabbeinu is not a kohen? And Aaron is a Korav. Just say Moshe and Aaron are both craving. Why not? Says the Meir Chachamim, Gavald Gavor. He says, but Am Yisrael were forced to get the Torah. Why? Because the mountain was above their head. But there was one person who was not under the mountain. Who's that? Moshe Rabbeinu was above the mountain. He was up at Shemayim, where he was on the mountain. So he was not forced to get the Torah. Right? So it says the Meir Chachamim, all Am Yisrael were forced to get the Torah. Mimele, they're not to cut the Shnei down. So therefore, Aaron and Miriam, they were both forced to get the Torah, they're craving. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not forced to get the Torah. He's Kikodesh Neldam. He's not a Korav to Miriam. He's not a relative. He's not really a brother because he's Kikodesh Neldam. So if you have to say he's a Zar, that's what Miriam Chachamim says. He's a Zar. He wasn't a Korav. Now, this will work beautifully with that period. Because the period says you can't be forced to be Kikodesh Neldam. I'm sure forced to not Kikodesh Neldam. Moshe was not forced. He is Kikodesh Neldam. But according to the Kli Chemda, it's not a Siba, it's a Siman. It's not a reason. It's an indication. If we're forced, that means we have a lineage. Moshe Rabbeinu also has a lineage. It's not that you can't be forced. You're just forced. It's just a raya. Why am I forced? Because of your lineage. Moshe Rabbeinu has the same reason not to be forced. So that answer doesn't really work according to the Kli Chemda, only according to that period. That's another difference between the two. Going back to the beginning of what we said. So the Chasam asked, what is the source that a kantan shenayr like a geshi's guy, a geshi's guy, called the shenayr. Where do you get it from? So the Meshachma says you learn from Matan Torah, but the Maharal holds no, you don't learn from Matan Torah because Matan Torah there were force. You don't have kantan shenayr down by Matan Torah. So once again, what is the source that geshi's guy called the shenayr? So before we go on, according to the Meir Nechachamim, you could say that the source is from Matan Torah. For Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Shneur Dami, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, you learn from there the Geshe's guy called the Shneur Dami from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a little doichak to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was the newborn, everybody else was not. It's hard to say that, but maybe that's the source. I just want to conclude that really there is a pasuk. Someone showed it to me a few years ago, and we said this Pshir the first time, and it was a big finish. I never saw it after anybody quoting this the same way. That there is a Baal Turim that gives a source to Geshe's guy called the Shneur Dami from a different place, and that's a pasuk in Parshas Ki Teitzeh. Parak Deitzeh says, Loi sate, do not tilt, mishpat ger yosef. Not tilt, the mishpat of a ger. A ger is a convert. Yosef, an orphan. The Pasuk says, Loi sate mishpat ger yosef. We should have said, Loi sate mishpat ger ve yosef. Student cases. A ger and a yosef. But the Pasuk says, ger yosef. A ger, who's a yosef? Why have to put that together? Zog the Baal Turim, we need Baal Turim inside. Ger Yosef, look about two of you, oh my, Ger, Ve Yosef, Loi Malecho, Ger, Shiniz Gaya, Kekonta, Tshirer, Ladami. This is about two of you, here's the source, Ger, Shiniz Gaya, Kekonta, because it says, Ger, Yosef, and maybe ask the Chazal Sefer, where did Chazal get, the Ger, Shiniz Gaya, Kekonta, Tshirer, Ladami, even though in Matan Torah, so the Maral, you don't say, Ger, Shiniz Gaya, Kekonta, Tshirer, Ladami. Say that.